Good morning. And welcome to First Congregational Church here in Westfield. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And today we're very happy to join together with Southwick Congregational Church in a joint worship service. So everyone will gather today. That's fantastic. We do have some announcements this morning. First of all, tomorrow being Memorial Day, our office will be closed. So our office is closed tomorrow. We'll open on Tuesday. Speaking of Tuesday, there are two big things that are happening. Number one, it's our turn for the community table or soup kitchen, if you will. So we'll be there's a sign-up out in the hallway for that. There's sign-ups out in the hallway for a bunch of things. So I'm hoping that we'll pay attention. So you can sign up to help at soup kitchen. Number two, there is a sign-up sheet out there for Betsy Gaylord's memorial service. If you can help out, or if you can bring something, I believe that some things have been ordered, and if you have questions, God bless her. Cindy Reynolds, would you raise your hand so people know that where you are? So she's there. If you can see Cindy, she can answer questions for you about that. I'm sure Barb can too, but, and there's a bunch of people who could answer them. I am not one of them, so don't ask me. Okay. Another sign-up that's out there is, Betsy's service is Saturday at 11 here. All right, Betsy, the service, memorial service for Betsy Gaylord, 11 o'clock here. Excuse me. All right. Also, on Saturday, picnic with the pastor out in Southwick. That's for both churches. Everyone's invited. You don't necessarily have to sign up to go. Just show up. If you'd like to bring something, there's a sign-up sheet. We had one out in Southwick. I don't know if anybody signed it, but excuse me. I don't know what's going on with that. Not yet. I have a lot. Thanks, Carol. I'm going to go see Carol Whalen in a second here. But there is sign-up out there. If you'd like to bring a salad or a dessert or some chips, that would be great. Judy Lyons. Judy, raise your hand. Judy, you can see Judy. If you are interested in going to the Christian Fellowship Luncheon, that's going to be in June. June 11th, and we're going to be at the Westfield Technical Academy. So you can see Judy for that. The cost is $12.95. $13. All right? So $13 will get you lunch at the Westfield Tech, and it's very good. If you haven't been, those kids do a great job. Tuesday night as well, and Tuesday evening, you know, Bob's wearing a tie. Bob Waldorf in a tie. He did that for you in Southwick. He did that for you. So anyway, Bob and Michelle Weiner have agreed to be our contact people for the end of the summer service for First Congregational. Southwick's contact person is, I can't remember. So I don't know. Flo, you didn't volunteer for that because you're smart. That's why. But I'm assuming that there's someone from Southwick whose name is not Paul Nesbitt. All right? So there needs to do that. I can't do it. So make sure that we have somebody, and I'll double check with Southwick on the email. Are there any other announcements this morning? So let's take a deep breath in. And let us worship God.
Good morning. Please join me in the call to worship. We come together this day, drawn by the light of God's love. In God's eternal kingdom, darkness and despair are vanquished. In God's eternal realm, peace and hope reign. Let all people praise God with their music and their voices. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Please join us in our opening hymn, How Like a Gentle Spirit, in the blue hymnal number 76.
And the glory forever. Amen. I am not sure how now and forever crept in there, and I will take care of that going forward. Thank you.
Pentecost. I know.
And here's Shay. Well, Sarah's out there too. Some. Did I see Sarah today? There she is.
Yes.
So, for Pentecost, do we know what Pentecost is? It's coming. We know that. 2 weeks from today. And we're actually going to talk about the older people are going to talk about that when we stay in church today. So I have to do a little bit of that with you now. Because I want you to be ready. And next week will be huge because you're going to have to practice in order to be ready. Because we're going to have a big celebration, the First Congregational Church, on June 8th that celebrates. And Pentecost is also known as, and you know, I'm going to give you a hint. The birthday of the church, all right? Pentecost is known as the birthday of the church. So it's a reason to celebrate, just like we celebrate our birthdays. Except when we hit a certain age, we don't want to anymore. We don't want to be reminded. But I think every year should be celebrated. And Pentecost definitely needs to be celebrated. We celebrate the Holy Spirit. And we celebrate the Holy Spirit in our lives. And that's what you're going to start to learn about today. I think you started a little bit of that last week. And that's what you're going to continue with today. So first, I ask you to join me in prayer, and then we'll send those folks off. Holy and loving God, we give you thanks for the gift of the Holy Spirit. We give you thanks for the gift of our young people and for those who work with them. May they know and feel that they are always a part of us and in our hearts and prayers always. Amen. So the newly baptized Sierra, off she goes. The to-be-baptized, yes. Want to fix that? I'm lopsided, Jackie said. She was very concerned. And Shay, June 8th, we're going to celebrate Pentecost, and Shay's going to be baptized on Pentecost. So it's going to be a great day all around. All right, we'll see you all. Am I even? All right, here we go. I'm almost there. Thanks, John. Oh, dear. Let us turn our attention to the Word of God.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. During the night, Paul had a vision. There stood a man of Macedonia pleading with him and saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." When he had seen the vision, we immediately tried to cross over to Macedonia, being convinced that God had called us there to proclaim the good news to them. We therefore set sail from Troas and took a straight course to Samothrace, the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in this city for some days. On the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate by the river, where we supposed there was a place of prayer, and we sat down and spoke to the women who had gathered there. A certain woman named Lydia, worshiper of God, was listening to us. She was from the city of Thyatira and a dealer in purple cloth. The Lord opened her heart to listen eagerly to what was said by Paul. When she and her household were baptized, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come and stay at my home." And she prevailed upon us. Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
Please join me in an antiphonal reading of Psalm 67. This will be with the left and right sides. Left side is over here, and right side is over here. So we'll start with the left. O God, be merciful to
us and bless us. Show us the light of your countenance and come to us. Let your ways be known upon earth, your saving help among all nations. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all people praise you.
Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide all nations upon earth. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has brought forth its increase. May you, O God, our God, bless us. May you bless us, and may all the ends of the earth stand in awe of you.
Our gospel reading this morning comes to us from the Gospel of John. Jesus answered him, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you will believe." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
In my time in special education classrooms and as an administrator, I sat in on many IEP or individual education plan meetings. This is when the team would assemble to discuss the progress and continued needs of a student who learned differently than others, than most students, I should say. When the students were old enough, they could sit in at the meeting and were to be addressed about concerns that they would have with the plan. In certain cases, the students or parents would have an advocate with them. The advocate was someone who was supposedly knowledgeable about the laws surrounding special education, such as IDEA, which looks like IDEA, but it's an acronym for Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, and FAPE, F-A-P-E, which stands for Free and Public Education for All. While the advocate was in the meeting, they were there for the best interest of the student and would defend their needs and rights. Other times, they would have to say to the parents that the school was indeed following IDEA and FAPE, and there wasn't much more that could be done. The idea of an advocate has stuck with me ever since. Now, the official definition of an advocate, if you use it as a noun, all right, this is a little grammar lesson today, used as a noun is one who defends or maintains a cause or proposal, or one who supports or promotes the interest of a cause or group. In our gospel lesson today, Jesus, before he leaves, reminds the disciples that he will not do so in terms of abandonment, and he promises that God will send an advocate to teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. In this case, the Holy Spirit is called an advocate, most likely in the Greek term parakletos, which translates into helper, comforter, or someone who comes alongside to assist and defend. We will see in the Pentecost event on June 8 how this is fulfilled in the second chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. Throughout the rest of Acts, Peter and Paul call upon the power of the Holy Spirit to be with them as they preach, write, and heal in the name of Jesus. But today, in our gospel story, our gospel lesson, Jesus is giving us a foreshadowing of what is to come. The disciples and the early followers of the way certainly needed an advocate and advocacy. Almost 2,000 years later, we share their need. We rely on the power of the Holy Spirit to be with us and move us into action, or even move us into calmness when we need to take some time to pray and reflect. We need the Holy Spirit to come alongside to assist and defend us, as well as to help us promote the reign of God on earth in Westfield, Southwick, Granville, Montgomery, or wherever we may be. This weekend, most Americans will take some time to remember those who gave their lives in defense of our country. Unfortunately, we cannot honor any living person because it is a day to remember. It is a day to show we are grateful that they too served as our advocates to defend and maintain our freedom. They did not abandon their country and in their own way gave of themselves to preserve the right to worship freely so that we can still call upon the advocate or Holy Spirit to be with us. This freedom to worship is extended to every person living in this country, regardless of creed or who they worship, color, gender, orientation, etc. And this cannot be denied. As worshiping communities in both Westfield and Southwick, we also need the guidance and support of the Holy Spirit as we discuss who we are, how we are, and where we are going in the years to come. With this in mind, both First Congregational and Southwick Congregational Church members will be invited to focus groups to call upon the Holy Spirit to be with us and to give us guidance as to what is next for us as we work together to spread the gospel message in the greater Westfield and Southwick area. As these focus times become known to us, which should be by next week, I shall encourage, beg, plead, and implore you to sign up and let your voice be heard. So we'll do them during the daytime and in the evenings for those who work during the day. How will we know how the Spirit is moving through each one of us if we don't share? As we move through this long weekend, let us take some time to invite the Holy Spirit into our lives as we seek to find that peace that Jesus offers to us. And may this peace envelop us as we continue to spread the good news of Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead. Peace be with you. Thank you. Let's take just a moment of quiet reflection. As we come to prayer this morning, we're ever mindful of the joys and concerns of both First Westfield and Southwick congregational churches. We remember those who have asked for our prayers, those people we remember, and those people who celebrate birthdays of a certain age. Roger Zimmerman in the past week, and for Barbara this week. It's good to be 50. May God be with you.
And also with you.
Please, pray with me. Gracious, sovereign God, Lord of all nations, On this Memorial Day weekend, we pause to reflect upon our blessings as a nation and the high cost of those blessings for many. Thank you for the freedom we enjoy in this country, for opportunities to flourish, and for the security of our land. Thank you for those who have served in the armed forces of our country, risking their lives for our liberty. Thank you for those who have given their lives in service to our country, sacrificing in such a costly way for the sake of others, including all of us. Thank you for a day set apart, not just for celebration, but also for solemn remembrance as we consider the sacrifices of so many in our military. O Lord, may we be more aware of just how blessed we are as a nation. May we be more grateful for our blessings, more faithful in stewarding them as well, more eager to share with others. We pray today for the families and friends of those who have given their lives in service to our nation. May they be comforted in their sadness. May they be reassured that the sacrifice of their loved ones contributes to a worthy cause. May they be proud of those they have lost, entrusting their ultimate fate into your gracious hands. Even as we remember those who have given their lives in the past, we also think of those whose lives are on the line today. We think of men and women serving throughout the world and in this country, in places of conflict and violence. Protect them, encourage them, bring them home safely and soon. Give wisdom to the leaders of our armed services that they might know how best to deploy the troops in the cause for freedom. May their efforts be successful so that true peace with justice may be established in our world. We pray for guidance for those who lead our nation in international affairs. Help them pursue diplomatic paths that prevent needless conflict. May they have your wisdom about when and how to use military presence that you have entrusted to us. God of peace, stir in the hearts of the leaders of all nations and in all who would use violence to further their cause. Change their hearts and minds. Give them a passion for peace. Bring an end to the pain, suffering, injustice, and violence in our world. We know, dear Lord, that ultimate peace will not come until your reign is here in all its fullness. Nevertheless, we pray for a foretaste of the future. We ask for the growth of peace throughout our world today, so that fewer and fewer women and men will have to risk and even sacrifice their lives. We long for the day when people will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. May your kingdom come, Lord, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. All praise to you, God of grace, God of mercy, God of justice, God of peace. Amen. We are indeed a beloved community capable of working towards collective flourishing, for it is bright as crystal flowing from the throne of God. We are the light, and let us shine brightly as we accompany others to abundance and collective freedom. With this, our morning offering will be received. If you are from Southwick and you have an envelope that is marked, you may put it in the basket. We'll make sure that it gets to Southwick Congregational. Thank you. We are witness to who Jesus is, from antiquity to modernity. Faithfully, we experience a grace that renews and enlivens us. Bless our offering so that others can be witness to the ways we live into your word, so that our communities may be refreshed and restored. Amen. Truth and peace. Amen.